Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News talking all things Albany. What's going on with the governor's race? There's some new poll numbers out this morning that has Cuomo leading Cynthia Nixon by a pretty big margin, 2-1 among likely Democratic primary voters. Those numbers from Siena Polling. Is that much of a surprise to you to hear those numbers this morning?
Well, look, Cuomo has led big the entire race. However, what makes this poll significant is it is the first poll to look at likely Democratic primary voters. Before, the polls either looked at general election voters or likely general election voters. So this looks at, you know, who's likely to show up, and Cuomo has a huge lead. They even oversampled a little bit the number of young voters, thinking that there are so many charged-up anti-Trump people who may show up for the first time.
Ken, it's a lopsided race in the polls. What about in the money when it comes to funding?
It's even more lopsided. Cuomo, as of July 15th, had $31.5 million on hand, and he's spending heavily on ads already. Cynthia Nixon had about 600-something thousand left on hand, and she's doing more of a guerrilla warfare kind of campaign with, you know, digital ads and, you know, videos released by her campaign that are low budget.
You mentioned or wrote about, actually, something kind of striking with the campaign money that's coming in for both Cuomo and Nixon, and that is almost half of Cynthia Nixon's money has come in from out of state. Is that right?
Yeah, 46%+ came from out of state. Now, Cynthia Nixon has focused heavily on small donations, which is one reason she's only raised $1.6 million. She thinks that shows a grassroots support, which it should. She's got over 20,000 unique donors, but 46% of them come from out of state, which means they can't vote in the primary, and it's not like they're giving big money that helps her get her message out.
All right, and Cuomo, he's throwing a lot of his money around to congressional Democrat races in New York, right?
Yeah, the governor is maxing out. I think yesterday he donated $2,700 to 10 Democratic congressional members, 9 who are facing Republicans, 1 for an open seat in Rochester. He says that it's the start of basically what will be a coordinated effort to help the Democrats win back Congress. And, you know, they need 24 seats nationally. They think maybe they can get 6 in New York. We'll see. But there's going to be ads, digital ads, mailers, and Cuomo's going to campaign in areas where he is popular.
Should we expect to see him in Western New York? Because it wasn't that long ago that he was talking about having Kathy Hochul run against Chris Collins over here for his seat in Congress, kind of throwing Nate McMurray, the eventual Democratic primary winner, off to the side. Now it's McMurray against Collins. Should we expect him to kind of change his tune?
I don't think you'll necessarily, you know, he'll support McMurray. I don't think you'll necessarily see him there. Collins is still very popular. It's a very uphill fight for the Democrats in that district. Cuomo's not very popular in that district. So I think he'd probably throw more money from the state party to help with ads or anything like that if they do a ton for McMurray. But I don't think you'll see him necessarily out there stumping for him. However, if he's out there on his own, you know, the governor campaigning, which I know he hasn't been to Buffalo much lately, but if he does show up there, I'm sure he'll throw a shout-out to McMurray, but I don't see him doing special events for him.
Yeah, he hasn't been to Buffalo in some time now, and with that Buffalo billion trial verdict recently, I don't know if anyone's expecting him anytime soon.
No, but you know, that's another thing about this poll. This poll was taken after the Buffalo billion verdict, after Joe Prococo, his former top aide, has been convicted in a separate trial, after Shelley Silver and Dean Skelos, the former heads of the legislature, were convicted in their retrials, and nothing seems to, you know, it's almost like he's Teflon. It has not impacted him in the polls at all.
That's surprising, but we are only talking about Democratic primary voters. Do you think we'll see a change when it comes to the general election poll?
Well, I mean, we've seen, you know, Cuomo holds a big lead, not as big, over Mark Molinaro, the Republican. A lot is going to depend on, you know, what Cynthia Nixon does. She's on the Working Families Party line. That could draw votes away from the governor, as could the Green and Green Party candidate. So we'll see. I mean, there is a path to victory. It's an unlikely one for the Republicans, but it's an uphill battle. But certainly, the more on the ballot stealing votes away from the governor, the better it is for Mark Molinaro.
Hey, any talk of lawmakers going back to Albany for a special session after the election?
There's talk, even maybe before, a bill that would extend New York City speed cameras in school districts expired on July 25th. The Republicans are under heavy pressure from Democrats, from the media, to basically extend it. So they may come back. I don't know. But I'm not expecting a special session before January. Anyway, I don't expect lawmakers from both houses back before January.
All right, Ken, always appreciate the insight. That's Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.